Hey, you got Jared King. You can find me on Twitter at underscore, 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 the King, underscore, underscore, underscore.
And this is Brian King. You can find me at KingHead57 on Twitter, Instagram, and that's about it.
And then, yeah, follow us, the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG at the Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberchairsnetwork. And visit thebcnet.com to get more content for King's Landing and other sports-related podcasts. But, bruh, 27-26.
I told you they were going to put up some points.
You called 26. 26-27. Falcons should have scored. You know, but it was a tough loss. I don't think anything we said on the pod last week was wrong. I think we was dead on the whole way. Coming, they got me driving hours to come see him break off.
To watch some bad football.
I mean, it wasn't all bad.
It wasn't all bad, but
it was a good time. The dome was rocking.
You know, they had to put their trademark stamp on it.
Welcome back. That was a welcome back here.
Every week one, let's start y'all off. Ain't nothing changed. You're going to get a good comeback in your mouth against the Saints. This is how y'all coming out the gate.
Yeah. No, I mean, compared to week one last year, the dome was a lot more rocking. You could tell, folks, it was more excitement with Matt gone. I mean, we talked about it last week. It's like, you got a different quarterback. You got a scrambling quarterback. More in tune to how Atlanta fans like to watch their football. I mean, whether folks like it or not, Atlanta fans got a style they want to see. And we saw it Sunday. For 45 minutes.
Yeah, definitely saw it Sunday. I think about like how they preach about all this competition and stuff, you know, in regards to what they're pushing with this new regime. And I just saw a bunch of football out there that look like they shouldn't be on the field. Especially with the draft capital that we invested with a skeleton crew roster. Under all this cap pressure, and you don't even have Debo on the field. So, how much money are we really talking about that's really on the field in relation to skill and talent differentials?
Still sitting, they sit on $65 million active dead cap, and like you said, you got Debo on the bench, so that's another 20. You're talking about $80 million in talent deficient, and these boys were still they jumped all over them, saying
jumped all over them,
jumped all Bully over ball. Them. Said they're going to play bully ball. We got 201 yards rushing, bro. Last time we had 200 yards rushing on the ground was 2017.
Sheesh. Like,
we talking about, you know, identity type stuff. Yeah, Devontae and Tevin, they put up 201 on the Bucks. Last time they put 217 yards on the Saints 2016 season. That was the last time they did that to the Saints. Saints have been trying out number one rushing defense. Top five, I know, for the past 5 years. I think they were ranked first last year, if I'm right. When you come out, we won, putting up 200 on them.
200 strong. They supposed to have a solid defense. Yeah. We supposed to have the weakest roster in the league. The whole NFL.
Ain't gonna let them forget it. Weakest roster in the league. And it's like, you know, they were kicking off a 62% win rate on first down. Like, they were kicking ass on offense for
literally
three quarters. And it's like, you just, yeah, they fell apart, you know, and we'll get into that later. But it's like, you know, for a rebuilding team, you can't sit here and tell me, oh, if we win six games, I'm happy. That means we got to lose 11 of them. And it's like, we're gonna lose games we're not supposed to. We're going to win games we're not supposed to. Like, as long as this shit shake out where it's like, I'm happy with the product. I'm happy with 75% of the product, and the 25% that I didn't like, they could fix. Because you got Zacchaeus, his fumble hurt. Mariota, his fumble. Just stupid. Like, that's one of those fumbles where it's like, if Ritter is in the game, does that happen?
Right.
And then the third and one fumble. It's like, it's stuff like that where it's like, they were playing they were playing exactly how Arthur Smith wanted. You know, Mariota missing throws. We know he's going to miss throws. Like, it's not like, you know, he did anything unsurprising outside of the fumbles. And, I mean, even the fumbles then, you know, I think he finished top five in fumbles multiple times in his career when he was in Tennessee. So it's like, you know, he may not throw a lot of interceptions, but he going to mess up. He going to mess up somewhere where it's like your highs are high, your lows are low. Your highs had us sniffing with a 30 burger week one against the Saints. Folks said we was crazy.
Your lows gave him away. Your lows gave him away.
Yeah, it's like, jeez. You know, I had a couple people comment on the podcast from last week. They said 30. We put up 30, and we were knocking 30. On the door.
Strong.
30 points on the board. Like Mariota fumbling on the five. That was a touchdown drive. They were not being stopped. Like, you change that one play right there, we're talking about a 33-27 win, even if everything else shake out the same way.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was rough. I mean, initial reaction, you know, that's pretty much it. Like, I give it, I'm satisfied for week one. Bro, we got smoked before the third quarter was over, week one, 2021. And so it's like, at least this year, they came out the gate prepared. They ain't play around in preseason. They didn't play around with their scouting. You know, they took the game to the Saints. Like, yeah, they lost it, but they took the game to them. And that's night and day from what we saw last week. It's like, I get why Arthur Smith was pissed after the post game. Everybody's crying, you know, about what he said. And, you know, yeah, he could have said some stuff better, but it's like, bro was mad. Everybody in the stadium was mad. You want to ask this man, you know, 5-10 minutes after blowing a 16-point lead to the Saints.
At home. To open the season. And it was lit.
I'm pissed as hell.
That's what I've been asking for.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want Mike Smith. I don't want, oh, I tip my hat to them guys. Hell no, the Saints didn't do anything to win that game. Mm-hmm. Like, Falcons 100% lost that game. So, hell yeah, I'd be pissed. I'm the coach. And the first thing he said when he got up there, it's on me. I take it all. Everybody gonna skip the part where he took ownership of it. But it's like, bro, like, you can't be losing like that. And if you're gonna lose like that, don't be happy about it. Don't get up here being all, you know, we played a good team. No, we did not. The Saints shouldn't make the playoffs this year. That boy Jameis had 60 yards.
They brought it together play. I said, they still running this old puppet show. And we still can't even adjust to it. That, you know, that kills me every time.
But they did.
You know, right? Man. Dog, they had Jameis in the game at receiver.
I mean, you got a couple plays where they just – they ain't seeing it.
That's so basic.
I'm with you.
It's hard to watch.
I'm with you. I mean, the rest of the league, if you've seen some of the stuff across the league, what happened to the Falcons is literally not even – like, them Packers couldn't even put up 10 points.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's some stuff across the league where it's like, I mean, you can complain about a couple of plays on the defense, but largely speaking, them the only two. It's when they had Taysom out there.
That's it.
And it's like, yeah, okay, they didn't adjust to Jameis, but you see they tried to run it later in the game, and it went from 7 yards to 2 or 3. You know, they adjusted.
Right. But, do you think they used Troy Anderson, scout team quarterback?
Probably not, which, I mean.
How do you not do that?
Because I don't think.
You don't think that they're going to run Taysom?
Not to the degree where it's like, okay, I need to spend time on that. Like, if they run in Taysom, the game is over. Like, if they resorted to run, bro, they were running trick plays. That's why we were.
They couldn't even line up against Taysom, though. They didn't even line up right against him.
They didn't. And that, I mean,
that's what gave them the game.
Yeah.
A simple adjustment. They still slanting to the field side. Jameis is on the field side at receiver. They are not going to run at Jameis with his shaky knees.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And they motion the tight end to the short side of the field at AJ Terrell.
I mean, they had everybody on one side of the field. That was a threat.
What are you talking about? Who going to counter on that? And then they pulled a guard.
Mm-hmm. But like, that's why I'm like, I don't even.
How are y'all still playing this way?
I don't chalk it up to scout team. I chalk it up to defense. It's like, bro, They have to see Troy Anderson to practice it. That's just straight up look at who on the field. Situational football where it's like, I'm not going to sit here and have a safety in a corner over top Jameis.
Bro, they playing too deep on Jameis.
They playing too deep on Jameis.
Inside like, the 15. They on the 12.
Yep.
It ain't nothing but man and cover three.
And that's just because like that's the thing. Even if they practice against that look, that means you're not even identifying who on the field. That's
you don't know who's on the field. They got Big Beck in there and the tight end. Yep. And Jameis on the other side.
Jameis lined up.
That is disrespectful.
Yep.
And you stay in the two deep shell with two tight ends on one side.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's week one stuff. Like,
My thing is, nobody was screaming. Nobody was, like, trying to make no adjustments. And they sat there flat-footed.
I can't take two plays and make that. That's just me. I mean.
Yeah, one example.
Yeah. I mean, but they didn't do that again. They didn't really get any big plays off Taysom except for those two. And so it's like, if that's week one, all right. Like, what happened to them? That'll happen against Trey Lance. That'll happen against Josh Allen.
Like we so you know it's coming. You automatically have a play. You know it's coming.
Yeah. But I mean,
so how do you not adjust? Like, how much time? You're not going to spend not enough time for you to adjust to that type of formation?
I mean,
that's a basic formation. They look like the Packers in the 60s.
It's week one, man.
Come on, man.
So you giving them a poor grade on defense overall?
I'm not saying a poor grade, but it was some holes and it was some tight coverage, but it was touchdowns given up.
Yeah, I mean, they lost. But, like, what are you grading on defense?
You got whooped on defense. You got owned on defense. Jameis was getting eating dirt. I don't care if you bring in the third string. They better know how to play. I'm seeing old boy from Prairie View out there in space. All his highlights are rushing the quarterback. Why are you in space in curl flats and not dropping deep enough? Can't get with that.
So what do you grade them? You got to grade
now, brother. They got about a 72 AUC grade. Barely skated by.
I don't know. I see it different. I mean, I ain't gonna pop. Like again, it comes down to one quarter. 72. They had what 70 yards rushing. And 50 yards passing through three quarters.
And then J-Mo came alive.
Yeah. But, like, I can't blame – I'm blaming DMPs more than I'm blaming players. You can't build a 26-10 lead. Defense was eaten. It's 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And the first thought you got is, okay, let me take Grady out. Let me take Carter out. Let me take Ebiketie out. And I'm putting, you know – Matt Wilkerson in, Anthony Rush, Timmy Horn, Ogundeji, Quentin Bell, and Mike Ford on the field.
Come on now.
With a straight face. I'm all for rotating. I'm all for getting in their looks, getting some snaps. But if I'm going to put Timmy out there, keep Grady out there. And put him.
Brother, they don't see the field, in my opinion.
I mean, they're going to see the field if they're active.
They like, don't see special teams. That's it.
It's week one.
You might get one play, but y'all ain't getting no whole swap out.
That's not week one.
You've been in camp all summer. If you ain't got enough juice to go week one against the Saints for 60 minutes, like Ray Ray say, 60-minute ball clock, can we be that? If we got DMPs, ain't we supposed to live that?
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't disagree.
Yeah, I ain't with that.
But come on now. If you gonna get them snaps, it can't be no mass sub.
That's what I'm saying.
You took the defense off the field that built you a 16-point lead, and the only folks you had out there was your two corners, your two safeties, and Michael Walker. We're talking about 5 out of 11. That's not even half. And so it's like you took half and then played soft coverage behind it. So it's like you took your pass rush off the field. And then wanted to play a soft cover three. And it's like, And you wonder why Jameis Winston could not read a coverage. But for 45 minutes, he was under duress. They had 4 sacks, 8 hits. They knew he couldn't run. We said it last week. You're not even 12 months removed from an ACL tear. You are not getting out that pocket. And they were eating him up. And then
James activated that LASIK.
I mean, when you give him cover 3, I see. J-Mo was like, oh, perfect. I can finally see these coverages. I'm not getting pressure. I can sit back and go through my reads and be the number one overall pick that I was. Because, I mean, that's what Mariota was doing. Mariota had easy reads. I could connect on these throws.
How long are we going to wait to see Ritter this year?
I don't know. I wonder what the expectations are. Like, you go to the offense. Mariota had time. Mariota was pressured 3 times. He missed some throws, but we know he's going to miss throws. But it's like, you know, he was delivering. Drake London showed up. Again, for 75% of the game, Mariota was fire. He scrambled when he needed to. He bought time. He put the ball where it needed to be. To a 26-10 lead, we were cruising. And then it's like, fumble. And then he started rushing. It's like the pressure of the game got to him. And it's like, Ritter be chilling. Ritter likes that moment. What is performance? You get to what you got, the Rams, Seahawks, Browns. I mean, they can be 2-2 through that. So it's like from there, I don't think you're in bad shape. You're still in the picture with a tight loss, with a 1-point loss. You going into Tampa. We probably get
slower. Who are these next games? Who are these next 3?
So you got Rams, Seahawks, Browns.
When do we play the 49ers?
Week 6. So you go Rams, Seahawks, Browns, Bucks, Niners.
Boy, they better get their run defense in order. Those boys are coming downhill.
Yeah.
You got Nick Chubb coming to town. Come on now. Big Lenny.
Yeah.
You saw how Leonard Fournette was running. Knees high. Shoulders low. I hope they are ready.
But they did well on run game. Like, they didn't give nothing up outside of Taysom. And you don't got quarterbacks coming up in that next slate until the Niners, who are going to be running that kind of, you know, downhill 11-on-11 type of rushing attack. Like,
you better believe Debo is going to be healthy.
Yeah, by week 6, Debo might be the only player on the Niners. But yeah, I mean, I'm not mad. Like, I know it's a range of emotions. It's week 1. They should have won. If this is a contender roster, I'd be mad because it's like, bro, we wasting time. But it's like, we ain't going to the playoffs. Like, I want to see 17 games of improvement, and I want to see the identity of the team. Like, come week 10, week 12, and they're winning these games, I'm living. You go down to New Orleans later in the season, and you avenge this loss, I'm living. Like, you know, that's week 15, week 16. That's what I want to see. Like, they showed that last year where it's like, we got smoke versus the Eagles, got smoke versus the Cowboys, got smoke versus the Patriots. But it's like towards the end, you start to kind of see that thing come alive. So it's like, you know, the Saints got it worse than us. They would get smoke for 75 minutes versus a team that shouldn't have been in the game. So it's like, if you want to take it one way, I'm going to give it to you the other way. It's like, they said all week we had no chance. Falcons right. Suck. Even the fans were like, we about to get blown out. I only want to see this game. And now they're crying because we lost by 1. I don't want to hear that now because they did everything right. They did everything we said for 45 or 60 minutes. Just like you said, you want to be a 60-minute ball club, find out who wants to be a part of it. We got 16 more weeks to see who wants to nut up. Mm-hmm. And be on this Falcons team. Like, I'm fine with it. And it's like, Mariota, you already know I got your replacement waiting. The fans asking for it. immediate asking for. This is your NFL life on the line. And if you don't want to be that dog, I got the replacement.
What are your thoughts on Tyler Allgeier not taking a – not even – he couldn't even get dressed. He was chilling with us in the stands.
Here's my thing. And I'm an Arthur Smith fan. I might be in the minority. But it's like he'll get you like 85, 90% of the way on his decision-making, and then he'll do something stupid. And it's like, how you draft Allgeier? Allgeier showed you all summer he needs snaps. You non-verbally commit to Cordarrelle Patterson being a less of a running back. Like you said it, you rest him all offseason. It's like we're not trying to give him running back touches. You got Damian Williams. And now it's like you sit the only other running back. Like, yeah, Avery Williams is cool, but you're not going to give him too many carries because he's not – that's not his game. You didn't agree with
him. He is a corner. You chose the corner over the stud running back that you have draft capital in. Damian Williams was undrafted. He's 30 years old. He should not – it was no way he should be ahead of Tyler Allgeier, period.
And he got one carry and got hurt.
He looked like Mike Davis.
And it's like, I ain't mad at him. Why do you got Allgeier ready? Why you have a player like Quentin Bell, in my opinion, or Felipe Franks on the active day? Like, you know, Arthur Smith came out. He was like, we wanted, you know, to be physical. We needed bigger tight ends and interior D linemen. Franks didn't play a snap.
Not one.
You got – you don't – talking about? If Mariota and Ritter gets hurt week one, you screwed anyway. So you don't need an emergency quarterback right now. And it's like you saw the worst-case situation happen. I mean, luckily, Patterson's a dog, you know, putting the running game on his back. But it's like, you know, maybe third and one, you're going to Tyler Allgeier instead of putting Damian Williams back in the game. Maybe the Saints looking at the defense because they teed off when they seen Damian Williams come in. They're like, he's a Catholic you looking at. And it's like, it's small stuff like that where it's like, it may seem inconsequential, and I don't know who's making the decision, but it's like, why does it take for you to like mess up?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I ain't that to get you fired. I'd be a fan, but I'm also like, you either win or you lose, and you lose, you get fired.
Business acumen is sharp. But explain to me how D'Angelo Malone doesn't play.
I get it. He's like, you know, that's new weight on him. He a pass rush specialist. Saints historically a running team, physical team. That wasn't his game. That's why I'm like, if you're going to sit him, sit Quentin Bell and play Allgeier. Quentin Bell ain't better than Malone.
You got third round draft capital in Malone.
Yeah.
From the crib. His whole family in Atlanta. And you ready to see him play. And he's inactive.
Yep.
Hey, you know how embarrassing that is? Like, come on, y'all.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I can live. It's 0-1. I ain't happy. It's the Saints. It was like, bro, we were in there rocking. We were 70,000 deep. Yeah, Saints fans was in there, but like the fans was doing their thing. Like even Grady said it. He was like, y'all had it rocking more than this ever rocking. That was the most rocking the dome been since the home opener.
Yep.
That's 5 years. Oh, yep. Unk sitting next to us was like, yeah, I'm glad Matt Ryan is gone. It'd be more exciting.
You know what Unk want to see?
And I told him, I said, man, be careful. I got my two on. It's like
– I have my paper bags in there strong, too.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Ready to hand them out. Hand a few out too early, man. Team, let your boys down. But, you know, I do think it's good that they're going on the road twice.
I don't know if I'll go to that Browns game, brother.
Depends on the next two games. If they coming back from the West Coast 2-1, you going to that Browns game.
It's going to be hard.
If they come back beating the Rams and they come back and smoke the Seahawks.
So if they over, Would you blame
him? Nobody's going to that game. That's what I'm saying. If they come back 2-1, that's no questions asked. You're gonna be your tune is gonna be different. Because the Rams are got that's a Super Bowl contender. That's the champs. If you go out there and beat them at the crib after they come off a week win, they lost week one. They got 10 days of rest. And you walk over there and you take their lunch and go to Seattle and come back with two burgers. And they're gonna be coming back.
That's why I asked the other side, because yeah. You know, old Russ is riding in Seattle.
They down one. Russ riding right behind Geno right now.
Uh-huh. The 12 is out and strong.
No, I mean, look, Geno.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Because they're going to be riding 20, on that.
He going 22 or 27 right now, man. No, I mean, like, that's the thing. If they come back from the West Coast 2-1, that means they're averaging 30 points a game. And if I come back with an offense averaging 30 points a game and a defense that got me 2¾ of a win,
right. Who is your ideal offense? What does your ideal offense look like? And I need at least 3 receivers.
This. Put Ridley in the slot. Like, I don't think it's bad. Put Ridley in the slot and bring Ridley onto the field.
I'm talking about this year.
You said give me your 3. You're talking about this year. Of this the
current what we team. Have to deal with right now.
Put Ridder on the field. I follow everything else. You put Ridder on the field. Cause you got I'm going London on the outside, Edwards on the outside, Pitts in a big slot. Not put Pitts at tight end. We're gonna put him in line at tight end. My slot, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is fine. But I got Ridder back there. I don't put Cordero at running back because I can be more dynamic and I can play him off choice routes out of the backfield. I got speed with Zacchaeus because I don't have no speed coming from running back. If I put Cordero in the slot, who is my running back?
Can the corner catch? Avery Williams?
I mean, I got options. Like, that's the thing, but it's like, I don't think the offense is bad. They were putting up 30-plus with Mariota. You put Ridder in that game and I think they hit it. Like,
Ridder will win that game.
Ridder wins that game.
I don't believe otherwise.
Mm-mm. Like that game. I can see
Ridder, and that's the thing. That like deep down inside, like I don't have that fear of Ridder that I do with Mariota because I've seen it with Mariota.
Yep. That guy gave 2 games that reminded me of from the Matt Ryan era.
Okay.
The first one was the 08 Bears game when that boy won that game in 12 seconds. That deep out because Jameis threw a ball. That ball Jameis threw to Landry was for the game.
For the game.
Literally. That ball falls incomplete. It's 3-down territory, and he's probably left a little bit more hesitant to throw it that deep. They had to go. You know, they had a long way to go. I ain't too mad at Arthur Smith for punting. You got to go 50 yards, 55 yards in 50 seconds. Keep the ball in front of you. But if you give up 40 or 50 on the first throw,
done.
And it's like, that was on Casey Hayward. How are you going to blame coaches when your 10-year vet can't even just play a 2-man under against a slow receiver?
Against slow receivers?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, that one made, you know, makes you mad. Ooh, it's like,
ooh. And like you said earlier, Jameis doesn't read the field like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, these coverages, I'm watching it from the long angle, and it's hard to watch.
Bro, you go from the first 3 quarters, he's sending blitzes from everywhere. He running inverted looks. Richie had one coverage where he started from the deep half, came down to a hook defender, dropped back and carried the deep seam, and then still jumped Michael Thomas's dig route. Them boys were balling. And made Jameis, that's the play that Evan Kennedy got a sack on. Made Jameis pull the ball down. And it's like Jameis did not trust what he was seeing until he was like, oh, cover 3. I know on cover 3, these 3 gonna be back deep. What happened to Jameis? Okay, cover 2. Go to my whole shot. Jameis knows what to do when it's coverages that even my ass can see.
Right.
And so it's like, yeah, that one. But it's like, so 08 Bears game and then the Super Bowl. It's like 3 quarters we rocking. Whole fan base is talking trash. Like, we are leaning into it. It's like, this is a new day. We even caught the breaks. We got the late defensive holding on Lattimore. Grabby Laddy finally came through with one. We got the intentional grounding with Jameis.
Yes.
Like, we got the personal foul to get Koo in the field goal range. And then the field goal unit can't block.
Yeah.
Like, it's even down to stuff like that where it's like, I don't even know as a coach.
What do you do?
I'm fine Koo missing. I'm fine Koo falling short. We don't even know. And Koo, that would have put Koo in Justin Tucker territory.
Yeah.
You hit her. You want to know how rocking that dome would have been?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Roger Smith, then you can come out talking all the shit to the media you want. Because it's like, we ain't had a winning record since 2017. And I just came and whipped up on the Saints week one.
That's a long time. Like, that's before that was the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Like,
that was the peak. We've been sliding down them slopes.
Slop. Like, that's one of them. That's
all right. We're gonna rise back up like the true Falcon.
Yeah, man. Folks, yeah, power
we got on, you man. Know. They think they can hold a player down. He ain't gonna hold. He can't hold me.
Yeah, man. Folks piling on right now. It's easy, you know. Folks gave a shit for calling a 30 burger last week on the Saints. we were damn near on the money with what we said. Every word of it. Marcus May and Tyran ain't do nothing all game. Tyran was getting ran over.
Ooh, he caught them shoulders and the chops. The
boys was getting ran over repeatedly. But we say they're going to get out on the edge and make them corners tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Man. It was there. We were getting sacks. That boy Grady was going off. Like,
Yes, sir. He was a man in the middle.
It was a thing of beauty. But and that's what I can live with is the fact that, like, we called it. And they didn't nut up until the last 12 minutes. I can't say Dan Quinn did that too many times. I can't say Mike Smith did that too many times. So it's like, if you want to talk about changing the culture, they at least playing how we wanted them to play. Even if it's flashes of it, even if it's not a full 60 minutes. We ain't got 45 minutes of this before, brother.
It's been a long time.
We got good football. But that, when's the last time we played a team and we had 4 sacks and 8 quarterback hits? I think it was 8 quarterback hits. The Cowboys game when Claiborne went for 5?
Yeah.
Like, we talking about half a decade ago. And Mariota didn't get hit.
Put D'Angelo Malone in there, man. He going to get sacks.
Just let that. I don't think they expect it to be up 16. I really don't. I get.
Let them go.
That's hindsight. And I give it to him. Because
it's like, bro, what are they doing in the war room? What are you talking about? Are you literally playing your whole season and execute it from the war room? And then you pick these people and then you don't play them on week one of the Saints? What you looking at? You got the season. Don't they have the season?
I think the Saints be running the ball. Every game playing the Saints have tried it out. Like,
in a little area, you could have just put him in there off GP.
I don't disagree.
Like, come on. You know
I would.
You can't have too many running backs. Like, how you not going to play your rookie running back in his first game? Just because he a running back. They like shining. Let him get his off.
And he had a good preseason. Like, it's not like
he was trash. Like, you can give him them cheap Damian Williams plays. That 30-year-old back, man, you need to go sit down and let the young buzz play.
And it's like,
got your Super Bowl. He ain't hungry. He just doing it to pay bills.
Yeah. It's like, that slowed down the rest of your offensive creativity because now you can't put CP in the slot. You can't put Patterson in the slot because he has to be a running back.
Crazy.
But, yeah. So, what you think? So, we got Rams. Rams been chilling. They got boat raced a little bit versus the Bills.
A little bit. You know, them Dirty Dollars jumped on them boys.
The Bills, you know, go Bills quietly. AFC cousin. They licking their wounds. You know, you can't be a Super Bowl champ. You come out week one at the crib banner getting dropped in front of your home crowd and you put up what, 10 points?
10. You said a little running back, Super Bowl running back. Yeah. We'd have beat you in the Super Bowl too. Come on.
Yeah.
And got smoked.
Smoked, man. Like smoke.
I just need the Falcons. I need somebody from the Falcons next week to come out and make a play and just do the people's elbow.
Shut up. Yeah, I gotta give the Rams credit for leaning into their celebrity. What do you say? Get ready for a rampede. That's worse than Rise Up. No, I think, again, I think you call me optimist. I think these boys can hang with the Rams.
I can see it, but I need them to get lined up, like Matt said, man.
They did after them two plays. After they were lined up right in cover three and were getting smoked. They did it right. Other than two plays, they did everything right for three quarters on defense. You got to give them their credit for the three quarters. I know.
I think it's because I'm mainly looking at the linebackers, brother.
Yeah, no, I get you.
I don't see no quick feet. I don't see nobody moving like they're supposed to be moving in them holes and in them trenches.
Yeah.
And nobody – I just watched Michael Walker get hemmed up by Jarvis Landry on the short side of the field. Come on, man. That's you abuse little receivers like that. You ain't he like 6'3"?
Michael Walker, 6'3",
235. How big is Jarvis Landry?
5'11". He my size.
Little man. Little receiver. You pick him up and move him. You give him a forearm to the face mask and move him.
You put him on your hip like a baby and take him with you.
Yes. Man, come on. You know, I need him to step up, man. You know, I need him to step up. And if they're not going to step up, I need him to put my boys in. Landman and my dog, Troy Anderson. Because I want to see them boys rock. They're going to rock and roll. If they get out there together and let Rashawn run it. Man, I rock with Lorenzo Carter. He make plays, but let them boys get some tick.
Man. No, I ain't. Look, I'm going to defer to you on the backers. I just think, you know, outside of them two plays, what did we say? James was going to throw us two.
Yeah.
James threw us two.
Did we get our two?
Hawkins dropped his. He had it too, man. We said Jameis was going. Jameis gave us two. Jameis gave him opportunities at two. We dropped a clear one. AJ missed one late. It was there, but
I just need him to execute. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, I think they can. Like the Rams' offense, they were hot, but Stafford looked that elbow ain't right.
Of course not.
And so it's like,
you know, he's gonna play against us though.
Like,
this is the last time he might play against a team from Atlanta.
Boy's got one player out there.
Cooper Who is Kupp. That? Cooper Kupp.
I'm going to let Cooper Kupp do his best Julio Jones impression.
Cooper Kupp would have been a beast at Maris. Old Maris with Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, that's why I think they love him.
Yeah.
But it's like you can't have a player like Allen Robinson don't get them no targets.
Facts. Allen Robinson been moving slow, brother. He's not getting separation.
He not.
Mm-mm. He looking a little slow. They might have made a mistake.
So we talking about Allen Robinson, who didn't show well. Van Jefferson out. Give me somebody else. Skoronek?
Northwestern? Is that Northwestern?
I'm going to go to him.
Skoronek. Yes, sir.
Right. We're going to fight.
He a dog.
The Rams offense is not well equipped. They got backup Ankrum. Tremaine Ankrum is about to be starting his first start. Coleman Shelton was getting abused on the inside. And again, Stafford, not a mobile quarterback. And so it's like, BPs, even last year with that sorry defense, had good. He had a good. He got after them, those pocket passes. And so it's like you saw what they did versus Jameis. If Dean plays 60-minute football, give me 55, Dean. Like, they don't
care. That's what I said, man. Put the Iron Man in.
Like, the Falcons defense showed Sunday. They may not be good, but this is not a bad team. It's not a bad defense.
No, they're not a bad team.
They have good potential. Yeah, we not trying out intentionally trying out sorry starters.
Thank you for correcting that, brother.
You put Quentin Bell out there, you put Matt Dickerson out there. Hey, you asking for trouble.
This is not that game.
This is not that one. So it's like you
gotta tell them starters to suck it up.
Yeah. I don't think they were tired. I think they just overstepped. It's like, because you see, they came right back in the next drive. I think Grady and them went over to him and was like, nah. But it's like, if you still gonna call soft cover three on the back end, I can't, bruh. Richie was 25 yards off the ball.
You know me. It's a player's game. I'm still gonna play my game. You're just gonna be screaming at me. You got to get me off the field.
Because
I'm lining up how I line up. I'm not about to be out here getting burnt just because you want to play your scheme.
That's not what it is.
We play the game as players. Coaches, you call the play, but your name ain't on the tackle.
So
I'm out here. You just visiting. Ain't that what they said?
Yeah. What you got? Falcons defense versus Rams offense.
Ooh, that's asking a lot.
Hey, that's what we're here for.
You bringing in the thoroughbred.
People want to know.
Triple crown.
Who?
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, and what I just say, we're going to do them like.
Is AJ going to be able to keep up with Cooper Kupp? Is AJ going to follow Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, I make him travel. Nobody going to stop Cooper Kupp, but I make him travel. I want to see AJ. I want to see AJ, you know, lick his wounds. Like, he didn't get beat by Michael Thomas like that. He gave up two touchdowns. You know, Michael Thomas ain't running more than 10 yards. And so it's like, you know, Cooper Kupp going to get his. Cooper Kupp is going to eat, right?
I need a pick from AJ.
Can Cooper Kupp go Julio versus the was it 2016 Panthers? Can he go for 300 yards and two touchdowns?
Heck no, he better not.
That's what I'm gonna ask him to do on Sunday.
One man wrecking crew.
Yeah, I'm gonna dare him to do that. Because if Van Jefferson's gonna be out again, nobody else in that passing game scares me. Tyler Higbee ain't that guy. And the interior was getting abused by the Bills. And you saw what our interior just did to the Saints.
Yeah, we're gonna see.
So I think they match up decently well. There's not a team that, you know, outside of two runs to Taysom Hill, they ain't get pushed around in the ground game. So it's like you said, if you execute and force some third and longs and let DMP draw the bracket Cooper Kupp, I'm running combo coverages. Stafford ain't getting away.
My thing is, I'm not worried about Stafford. I'm looking at the other side of the ball.
Yeah. So tell me, you think the Rams
defense, about that and them licking their wounds? Them monsters over there. We dealing with Bobby Wagner, first of all. Monster in the middle. We ain't got to speak of him. And the young man from Florida State that was Hibachi, Korean Hibachi.
My dog, sassy Jalen Ramsey been cooked the last few games.
And it's going to be Kyle Pitts, because Kyle Pitts was underwhelming on Sunday, brother. I don't understand that one. How do you not draw it up and just say, I don't care, we're going to Kyle Pitts at any point of the game? That's why I said, give me Ritter.
Yep.
Because Ritter might even just check off and be like, I'm calling my own play.
Yep. I see some. Go get him.
Yeah. You know, I've been asking for that.
Yep.
So we're going to see, brother. But yeah, what's your score prediction?
I think wait. That ain't enough. I ain't sold. So here's my thing. I'm gonna be the optimist for the people.
Talk to me.
This Falcons offense was supposed to put up a 30 burger, right? 30 plus points. How many teams this week put up 30 plus points? Three. Well, four. The Chiefs, the Eagles, and the Lions. and the Bills. We'd have been one of five teams that would have put up 30-plus points if Mariota don't fumble on the five. And that same defense ain't sweet. That's been a top five defense for the past few seasons.
I'm not giving them no props.
I'm not. But they've been a top five defense. Falcons, how many times have Falcons put up 30 points on them boys in the past 5 years?
You're right.
We were right there. And that was player inflicted. That wasn't the same. That was Mario slides is a non-issue.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, for all of that, the offense showed well without Matt Ryan for three quarters. I'm a caveat it the whole time for three quarters. And so, again, we rely on them to execute. I ain't sit here and expecting Mario to have another two, three fumbles. Zacchaeus to fumble, all kind of stuff. You know, I ain't going to project that.
No offense, Zacchaeus shouldn't have a ball in his hands. It need to be Kyle Pitts.
If you could get Zacchaeus
over. This is Julio. This is Julio part two.
Yep.
I'm not trying to hear it. And you got Drake London for seconds.
You got Travis Kelce out of Kansas City as the main weapon, still putting up 120 plus, and we can't get Kyle Pitts 20 yards.
20 yards.
Mm-hmm. But you need a quarterback to throw the ball. Said the same thing about Matt Julio. That was my dog, but Julio strained every inch of Matt's talent. You put Julio with a big arm, his career is different. And it's like you got Mariota you got Pitts with Mariota now. Mariota is a very, if I see it, I'm throwing it. If I don't see it, I'm not throwing it. And Ritter is like, I'm putting the ball where it needs to be. You better go get it.
Right.
So, now I think the offense can hang with the Rams. Jalen Ramsey got bad. He been getting cooked because he been trying to make plays that ain't there. And I think Arthur Smith can draw some plays up to get him slipping. Can Mariota capitalize on it?
If he can't, does Ritter come in to play?
He's not playing this week. Okay. He's not playing next week.
Okay.
I don't think Ritter plays before they play the Bucs. Because it gets easy. You got the Niners, that's winnable. Bengals, we'll see. That might be winnable. Panthers, winnable. Chargers, you getting smoked. Panthers, winnable. Bears, Commanders, Steelers, like the schedule gets manageable after the Bucs. So if you come back from the West Coast rolling an over, you're going to be 1-4.
You'll see me at the games.
You're going to be 1-4.
No, sir.
Yeah, so it's like that's the point for Mariota. You need to win in L.A. Mariota needs to play clean football in L.A. I don't care if they win or not. Don't come out there dropping the ball twice. Don't be the reason we lose. Like, it's fine being the overmatched team where it's like, okay, you lost to the Rams. They got, like you said, they tried out an Aaron Donald, a Bobby Wagner, a Jalen Ramsey. Like, they got all pros where it's like if they go all pro, you weren't going to win that one, brother. Mm-hmm. But if we – I done roped the bull, and I'm trying to rein that thing in, and you ain't nowhere to show. That's mostly why I'm like, it's tough on Mario than Pete. Dean, you in your 70s. Don't talk about we gonna change the culture of this dead gun place, and then you let your foot off the gas. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it. We've been rooting for him all off season, but I don't know. I mean, if the offense can sustain and sniff 30 again, I think they got a chance. Aaron Donald gonna get his, but I don't know. I think think about it. Like, they rode to the Super Bowl and they jumped on that Bengals O-line, but they were really riding because of that offense. Jalen been getting cooked a lot lately. Troy Hill's not good. Taylor Rapp, and is Jalen Ramsey in the pits? Like, that's what it is. tell me who else in that secondary. Let me look them up. So it's like, I don't think that secondary is any worse than the Saints. Marshawn Lattimore and a bunch of little guys was out there.
How many yards rushing for Mariota? Plus or minus 70?
He's 70. That boy's gonna be running for his life. I love your plus and minus. We 2-for-2, 7. I think Mariota's gonna be terrified. I think he's gonna see Aaron Donald break through the line, and he's going to haul ass
out of there, out of there.
But like, also, I think that changes it, because it's like, I feel like there are going to be plays that would have been, it's gonna be 2 or 3 plays that would have been sacks with Matt Ryan that are gonna be positive plays with Mariota.
True.
And when you got Aaron Donald running, fighting through double teams, the longer you can get that man fighting through double teams, the better you got, better chance you got. And I don't think they're gonna have much. I don't know how I feel about their running game. I don't know if they're gonna have much of a running game, but I don't even know if that's the play. I would try and spread the Rams out just like the Bills did.
So Algier travels?
I had somebody text me before the start of the season. Shout out my dog Marcus. He said, I want to pick up Algier. When does he start? I said, Tyler Algier should be starting today. That's an easy one. If he don't travel and if he's not suited, and I don't want to hear special teams. Tyler Algier was a linebacker before he was a running back. That boy will hit.
Thank you.
Just put him on the field. You get these football players, put them on the field. Like, I think, but I don't even know if this is the game for him either. Like, I think the Seahawks game is probably a better game for him. I want
because it'll be more BYU-esque.
Yeah, like that's that style. Like you see, like this game, the Saints game, Seahawks game, that's Algier. If they don't get Pitts going against the Rams, who they got coming up, he may not get going till week 6.
Your fantasy season may have been cooked in week 3.
So it's like, I think that's how I would attack him. Jalen's going to take somebody. I don't care who it is. And I'm going to try and make it Brian Edwards as much as possible. But
he doesn't even travel and he's getting smoked like that.
He getting smoked on his own side.
Doesn't make sense at all. Like, that's the point of you not traveling, sir.
If I'm not going to travel, at least make my side.
Shut down.
So I'm going to be like, all right, if you want to stay over there on that side, Brian Edwards will be over there. I'm going to run Drake London and Kyle Pitts. we running plays off each other on the left side of the field all game. And it's like, Aaron Donald going to break through. I'm going to run a couple screens. You know, I'm going to run a couple draws. I'm going to run some downhill duo. I'm going to run some jet sweep. Like, you got Mike, and that's the thing. Arthur Smith had the running game going, bro. The boys were cutting. They were downhill blocking, like, peel backs. Like, he gave you everything. We running duo out of the pistol. They are bringing it. And so it's like, I think they're going to run some traps on Aaron Donald. He's not going to stop him. Like, it's just like Cooper Kupp. He's not going to stop Cooper Kupp. But Cooper Kupp can go for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns and still lose. Ask Julio.
Who would know better?
Who else going to score? Daryl Henderson, I'm not going to let you beat me. I'm not. Cam Akers not getting touches. Because the boy can't block. So it's like,
yeah, that's interesting there.
They got to jump on them. Like, and they jumped on the Saints. We said the same thing. You jump on them, get a lead, I think they can win. They jump on the Rams, take their run game away, make them one-dimensional, and make it have to go to Cooper Kupp. McVay going to draw it up. He don't lose the bad team. So you already know it ain't going to be easy. But it's like, this is the path to victory. Travel the path to victory. Even if they stumble in defeat, I am satisfied that you didn't do no dumb shit. Don't go out there trying to be cute and lose to BS. So, I don't know. Score prediction.
You believe in the offer.
I'm nervous. I'm never going to pick my dog to lose, though. Give me 28.
27. 28-24. 3-point game.
Four-point
game.
Came down to a stop. We didn't get the stop. 28-24. Falcons.
I'm going 3-point game.
Cool.
I don't think that was a mistake.
What you got? 27.
I don't think it's going to be a lot of points scored. Did you check the over under?
Only way the Falcons, yeah, check the over under. Only way the Falcons are winning any games is if they score 30 points. Against these teams, you're not sneaking away with a little one. Over under 47, see?
47?
Mm-hmm. Look, boy.
3 point game. It's going to be something crazy like, let's see.
26, 23.
You know, I was thinking that. That's literally what I was thinking. But I was going to say 21-24.
Bruh.
A ridiculous game. Somebody's going to be mad again.
Rams put up 292 total yards. And again, I know it's the Bills defense. But when you ain't got that many weapons.
Ooh. Boy, they got us a 10.5 point underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Still gonna bet for the homies. We're gonna go. I give it a 4 point game. I like that 4 point game.
Mm-hmm.
24-28.
Them boys. Hey, Brian Allen's out. Van Jefferson's out. Go watch how Jordan Phillips abused them boys on the inside.
Who is that kicker?
Who for the Rams?
Yeah,
Matt Gay. Ain't it Matt Gay? Go watch them. Go watch them. Matt Gay.
I don't see them putting up 30 points.
Who, the Falcons?
The Rams.
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. So
I set you up for that one.
Right.
I've been looking at it, bro. Like, that's why I keep looking at it. I'm like, who is going to score the points? I'm spotting them 14 with Cooper Kupp. Who is scoring another 14?
That's what I'm stuck on. And that's why I went 24-28 too.
I think
it'll come down to last possession again.
Mm-hmm. And I want to see him better.
Yeah. I need to see some better play calling from the Falcons.
Go hand in hand. I'm with
24-20. Falcons.
Mariota got to be he got to be slanging that thing. Hey, Marcus Mariota, put your nuts on the table on Sunday. I am putting money on you, boy. I am calling.
They're giving it the over. You taking the over?
Yeah.
24-20.
Here's my thing. Here's why I take the over. Because if the Falcons lose, they're going to get boat raced. Because the Rams are pissed. And so if the Falcons lose, they putting up 30 points. And the Falcons going to break 20. So there's your over. Because that puts you at 50. If the Falcons win, we gotta sniff 30, in my opinion.
Who putting up 30 against the Monstars? Outside of the Bills. We're not the Bills now.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, we're gonna see.
You and the cronies of yesteryear did the same thing when we were talking about 30 points. Well, we almost put up 37. They could have.
They weren't ready to usher in the new era.
Yeah, week one is over. Hey, you know, they're still growing into expectations. We're going to leave it at that. 28-24, 27-24. It's going to be somewhere. They're going to be north of 25. I'm confident in that. If they grow. But yeah.
I don't think we're out of the 20-point range.
What you say?
I don't think either of them get out of the 20-point range. I think they straddle 25.
Mm-hmm. That's the line in the sand. Meet me at high noon on the West Coast.
You ready to wrap this up?
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This has been King's Landing. Come on, Falcons. Rise up for us one time. It's good talking to you, brother.
Do the dirty bird, man. We on the way out.
Holla.
All right.